Florida is the most popular U.S. destination for Venezuelan tourists. About 600,000 visited the state last year. Until now, their government let them put $2,500 on their bank credit cards while they were here. Now the ceiling is just $700. Luis Ramirez is president of the Venezuelan American Chamber of Commerce in Coral Gables. He says that lower dollar allowance will discourage Venezuelans from coming to Florida, and the lost revenue could amount to almost 2% of the state's tourism industry.
If you take the 600,000 visitors and you calculate that each one of them might reduce their spending by $1,800, there you have about a billion dollars.
Yet the currency crisis back home still gives Venezuelans a big incentive to come to the United States and have access to dollars. Ramirez says Florida's tourism loss will probably be a gain for other U.S. states where the dollar allowance remains the same.
It is going to send the people somewhere else. They will go to Houston, they will go to Atlanta, they will go to New York, but they will still be looking for the currency.
Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves, but it has few other exports and imports most of its goods. Meanwhile, radical socialist policies have scared away investment, all of which has led to the dollar shortage. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.